begin the current daf mitzvahs Megillah daf lamed alpha. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin to his master. Begin with the Gemara. Rish Chodesh Av shechalis b'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh Av falls out to be on Shabbos. Maftir and so daftir is chadcheichem umaydechem your months your Rish Chodesh and your Yom Tov m'sana nafshi b'gomer my soul hates etc. Meaning that this is the month of Av. So this Rish Chodesh Hashem says I don't want this. This is a bad month. But since Tosef Einon Noizik, we don't do this to have daftir chadcheichem, which is daftir what we call Parshat Chazoin. If Rish Chodesh Av falls out to be on Shabbos. Eller rather, maftim be Yirmiyah. We learn from say be Yirmiyah Shim Debar Hashem. Ubishabes lepnei Teshba Tesbav and the next week, the week before Tishbav, that's Chazon Yishayo. That's when we read this parasha of Chadshechem Adechem Sananabshi, which is Chazon Yishayo. Now, but the reason is Levisha Anu Nagi Lapei Psikta. We don't go based on the Gemara over here. We go based on the Psikta, which is certain brises. Leimah to say Gimel de Puranoser Kriyim Tishbav, the three punishment type of Avtarius before Tishbav and during the 3 weeks. They learn that they are Dibur Yirmiyo, Shem Dibur Hashem, and Chazon Yishayo, which is the order that we just mentioned. Now, Basa Tishba, but after Tishba, we read Sheb de Nechemta, seven haftaras of consolation, but Tata de Tiyufta and two of Tshuva. They learn that they are Nachamu Nachamu, we know Shabbos Nachamu, but the second one is the Vitamitzian, the third one is Ani Yisayra and only Levada, we start over there. Fourth one is Anoichi Neichi, fifth one is Roni Akara, sixth one is Kumi Ayri, seventh one is Seis Asis, so that's the seven of the Nechemta, and then you have two of Tshuva, which is Dirshu, and Shabbos Shuva, which is the second one. Now, Olafikah, there are Makdimin and Niyasayr, that Tzitzis explains, why do we have a Niyasayr couldn't run a car if run a car is earlier there in the parasha? Because the Derech and the Chumash, the way of consolation is Lisa Lechas and Meshabechas Yes, to get better and better, and that part that's earlier is better, so we see it later. Now, Mesedes and Maschel B'Penchas, this whole order of all these parashas starts in Parashat Penchas. But Simonech and Nimanech, to recall what the order is Dashach, Noya, Arak, Shadash, which are all these, the Shleish de Pranasa, the Sheva de Nechemta, and the Tarti, the Tiyufta. Now, Ul Oilam, Seis Asis Ba'atim Nitzavim. The Parashah of Seis Asis, which is the last one of Nechemta, is always in Parashah Nitzavim. Da'in Shabbos Lepnei Rosh Hashanah, which is Shabbat for Rosh Hashanah. Why? Levishu is Seif and Nechemta, because that's the end of the consolations in Sebi Yishaya. And then, V'dirshu B'tim Gedalia, we lay in Dirshu Hashem B'Matzai on Sem Gedalia, B'Shubem, and Shabbos Shubba, Parashah Shubba, B'Shabbos Lepnei Yom Kippurim, is the Shabbos for Yom Kippurim. Now, because you have Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, when there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which you don't know which has, because it's 4 days between them. But if there is a Shabbos, also have a Dirshu B'Shabbos on the Yom Kippur. Then we learn Dirshu on the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. Mishum Nechzib, because it says with Dirshu Hashem B'Matzah, you seek out Hashem when you can find him, which behind him be Tshuva, that's Naseh's Mitshuva. And then Mishuva Ben Kippur and Sukkot, then you learn Parashat Shuva between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And some have the Girsa B'Chein, and also you add on Hashem Nasin Koylev Necheloi, which the Mishtoi, which that's Tromat. Benayim and water, because the Chesed says when they're taking out the words of Ansad Lecha, Yeru Umalkish, talks about the early and the late rains, and taking out the words of Chayin B'Hashem Nosin Koylof Nechela Demeshtoi B'mayim, and B'Shayach Shapelof Nechela, and that's appropriate to say before Sukkot, when we start mentioning the rain. Presenting Loishan Lo'ilam Al Pipsikta, this custom should never be changed based on the Psikta B'Chayin Peshav Benetam, which Tayshah says, and not like the headmaster of the boat who turns and mixes everything up, which is loyma to say shuvah koyin kippur, to say parsha shuvah in those situations before Yom Kippur, the seis asis, and then to say parsha seis asis being kippur the sukkis, because the ein lahafsik being hashesh nechamas l'shvis, because it's not appropriate to stop in between the shibud and the chemta to say the first six consolations and then the seventh one, and to have it after Yom Kippur. I look at the Rebbein Tam im yisharim neftim, rather like the words of Rebbein Tam with upstandingness will be sealed, and that's when. Seis Asis Bereshisa, you'll do Seis Asis first, and Meshuvah B'Acharisa, and you have Tshuvah afterwards, not like the way someone wants to say the Tshuvah before Yom Kippurim, and Seis Asis is afterwards. Now, the Gemara says, behold, some say, V'yesh Oymim, and some say, that, She'en on the Maftin Chazoin, B'Shabesh Chabar Yesh Chedesh Av, like our Gemara says, our Dibur Maschal Teis says, why don't we have the Maftar of Shabbos Chazoin, if Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh Av, from the Kaimelon, because we ruled the Inna Bilaschal, because actually the morning doesn't start Inna Bishmashachab Tisha B'Av Lis B'Teicha, only when it's the week of when Tisha B'Av falls on that week, not already from Rosh Chodesh. But Rav Domed Ma'afta Chazayin, Rav says that you do the Hefter Av Chazayin, is because Sabah Hiol Dab Bilaschal Miyat Shinech Rosh Chodesh, because the morning starts already from Rosh Chodesh Av. And the Inna Lachkin, Allah is not like that, therefore we don't lay a Parash Chazayin on that Shabbos. Chim Pirish Rebelezim Mitz, Well Chain on the Maftirin Shimu, as we mentioned before. And the Chenin Noigin, we also find we don't necessarily always pass like the Gemara. We our customers are Pimasat the Seifrim, which is a collection of braces, shown the Kurdi Baichal Batanyas. We lane Baichal on a public fast day. We must need Namrin, whereas in our Mishnah we say elsewhere, Shakurin Budakhism Clause, we actually read from the blessings and the curse in the Torah. So obviously we don't always go like our Gemara and sometimes like another braces. Like says Master, the beginning with the Gemara, Imaf Sigma Clause, you don't stop in the middle of reading from the curses of the Torah. And the current echad, one person reads it. Meshem Nuxim, because it says in the pasuk, Musa Hashem Beni, Musa Hashem, the Musa Hashem, my son, Altimas, don't be disgusted with Altokas B'Dachacha, and don't be disgusted with his rebuke. Which, on one hand, is like, yeah, if you're going to stop, it's so, it seems like you're not interested. But additionally, Amr Abacha, he says, Altas HaTechacha Koitim Koitim, don't make the rebuke as if it's just cut and cut, which that there's gaps in between. And Bar Reb Shua de Sichnin, he says, I say, Imay Necha B'Tzara. Hashem says that I am with the Jewish people in their difficulty. Bimkain ain't din, so it's not appropriate, Shebarchuni B'ni, that my son should bless me, I'll tarsh them on their pains and tribulations in the middle of the curses. If you stop the middle, you'd be making a Bechaz HaTorah. No, Eliyikra Echad HaKol, rather one person should lay in the whole thing. B'yaskol B'da B'achar, B'yisem B'da B'achar, start before the Pasha Kalalas with something else, and end later on with something else. But then you can make a bracha on it before you get the aliyah and after the aliyah, because it's not going directly on the cloth itself, which is not appropriate because even Hashem is in pain, and it's not appropriate to bless him when the Jews are going through the cloth. So next says Maskel, the beginning with the Gemara Maskel, Pasuk Shalaf Nehem. So what you do is you start the Pasuk beforehand, which says love Lavka Pasuk, not really precise one Pasuk, the Hoyesh Parsha, because it's actually the clothes start in the beginning of a parasha. So a pasuk beforehand is from the last parasha, and the imas chil mishayim b'pasuk mishayim pesukim. You can't start nor end less than three pesukim. So obviously you wouldn't be able to just say one pasuk beforehand, but it means you start from somewhere beforehand. Kshinu next says masal to begin with the words of the Gemara. Moshe ma'asma amen. Moshe said these calls on his own, which Tais explains not on his own means Baruch HaKadosh with the divine spirit. Kshinu next says masal to begins with the words of the Gemara. Closure b'tais kainim. We want to get that the curses of sefer yikra koyd matzeres. Before Shavuos, which that's of Pesach B'chukaisa. So Mishnah Taira, and that which is in Sefer Devarim, we want Kodesh Shana to be done before that of Rosh Hashanah. Which Taisa says that Shalom B'Beis HaMedrash, Shal Rabbeinu Nissim. A question was asked in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbeinu Nissim going, Lam Machalkim Pashan Tzav Meyelech L'Shayim, why do we divide Pashan Tzav Meyelech into two? Kishes Beis Shabbosis, Beis Rosh Hashanah L'Sukkos B'Li Yom Kippurim. When there's two Shabbosis between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, besides Yom Kippurim, and so you have more Shabbosis. And we don't divide matzav, the Shaduchas, yes, which they're even longer. Wouldn't it be appropriate to split them up? Because that's a lot. Those are pretty long matzav masa. Like I know in my son Bar Mitzvah, where he had the longest laying possible with Rosh Chodesh. The Heshiv, so Rabbi Nissim going answered, he says, Lefish, Atan Netzavim, yes, Klolis, Shakil Yisrael. Parashat Netzavim, the Jews are cursed there in that parasha. But it's Lassam, and they wanted to finish that before Shoshana, and therefore we split it up and have that be before Shoshana. We don't consider these a curse that Moshe Rabbeinu cursed the Jewish people. Hashem is different than the person. But he blessed them with 22 blessings, and he cursed them with only 8. He blessed them with 8, and he cursed them with 22. Hashem considers over there, like Tishma ad be'en kaina. Only up until Inkain in the curses. But lo yisim, not more than that, not that which you have in Parashat Netzavim. But he cashed the piece of Rav also was difficult according to the logic of Rabbeinu Nissim, that because of the curse in Parashat Netzavim, therefore we wanted to be lain before Shoshana, then my Inkain hazin Inkain Mesh Shoshana, why don't we lain also hazin before Shoshana? Sure, Gam Shamish caused also some curses over there, as we say, Mizeiro, Abluchum Ereshef, which those are bloated from famine and from all these different demons. Why don't we say that also? So the verse says, there appears to me, the reason why we split Netzav Meyelech and not Matas Masa is Levishon Aritzim Lahavsi Malikr Shabbos Achaz Kremesh Shoshana, because we want to interrupt and read one Shabbos before Shoshana, but Parsha Shalaitim and the Beres Beklaus Klaus, where the Parsha is not talking about the Klaus at all. Because Kisava is the curse. So Netzav, not because we want to get Netzav that has curses before Shoshana. No, it's actually the Parsha that we don't consider as curses. And we want that to be a boundary, from that which actually in Kisavi did have the curses, Shalala Hasmacha Klaus Hashanah, that we should not actually have the clauses right before Hashanah. And actually, Mitam Zev, for that reason, only come by Midbar Sinai Kamat says, that's why you have Parashat Midbar always before Shavuos, is because Shalala Hasmacha Klaus Hashanah says, yeah, we want the curses read before Shavuos, but we don't want them right before. And actually, we want Parashat Midbar to be a buffer between Bechukaisai and that of Shavuos. Tosfos brings from the Medrash of Yilamdenu, Shalpashas Yisroi, that Eino Mirshoi Likras B'Torah, a person not allowed to be the Balkari, reads from the Torah, Asher Yaster HaPashah Gim HaPam, until he prepared the Parsha three times. Shemek says, Boskin Iyev, Ozro B'Yisaprod, then he saw and he said it, which the Gir says, Hechine prepared it, V'Gam Chokro, and also he analyzed it. And then Ma'achakim, then it says afterwards, V'Yem Al-Admi says to that person. So you see that a person should be preparing it three times before he lands. And moreover, also listen, Machalabim, you're not allowed to lean on the bima when you're landing, because the man is nasam umid, just like when the Torah was given, it was given standing. After yasam umid, so too, when it's being read, should also be standing.